Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. They Walked with Jesus by Dolores Cannon is a spiritual non-fiction work that presents material derived from the author's past life regression hypnosis sessions. Positioned as a sequel to Jesus and the Essenes, the book focuses on two separate regressions in which modern subjects describe memories of living in the time and place associated with Jesus of Nazareth. Cannon frames these narratives as an insider perspective on everyday life around him, including the atmosphere of Jerusalem, the social realities of illness and poverty, and the tensions that surrounded his public presence. Rather than arguing theology in a conventional religious way, the book emphasizes experiential storytelling and the emotional texture of personal encounters with a compassionate teacher and healer. Cannon also highlights themes of equality, brotherhood, love, and light, presenting Jesus as a human figure with a mission rather than as a distant icon. Readers generally approach the book for its blend of spirituality, alternative history, and the distinctive methodology of hypnotic regression. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, past life regression as the book's organizing method. The defining feature of They Walked with Jesus is its dependence on past life regression hypnosis as both a narrative engine and a claim to insight. Cannon, known for her work as a hypnotherapist, structures the book around session material that is presented as remembered experience rather than as conventional historical reconstruction. This approach affects everything. The pacing resembles episodic recollection. The emphasis falls on sensory and emotional details, and the authority of the account is grounded in the subject's sincerity and consistency instead of external documentation. For readers, this makes the book less like a scholarly study and more like a guided immersion into a spiritual memoir from another lifetime. The method also explains why the book often prioritizes lived moments over dates, formal citations, or academic debates about sources. Even when scenes touch public events, the focus remains on what it felt like to be nearby and how ordinary people interpreted what they saw, whether one accepts regression as literal memory or as meaningful inner narrative. The technique is central to the book's purpose to recover what Cannon calls lost knowledge through the experiential lens of individual lives. Secondly, humanizing Jesus through everyday encounters. A major theme in the book is the portrayal of Jesus in approachable, personal terms. The regression narratives emphasize him as a man who teaches, comforts, and heals in direct contact with people, rather than primarily as a distant theological symbol. This humanizing effect comes from attention to everyday settings and ordinary interactions, conversations, travel, gatherings, and the practical needs of those who seek help. The result is a depiction that many readers experience as intimate, because it aims to show how his presence might have registered to individuals who were not central political or religious authorities. In this framing, the value of the story is not in proving doctrines, but in making the ethical and emotional tone of his message feel immediate. The book repeatedly highlights gentleness, compassion, and an emphasis on inner change, suggesting that the heart of his influence was relational rather than institutional. For readers who have felt distance from traditional religious presentation, this approach can reopen curiosity by shifting attention from dogma to character and lived example. For traditionally religious readers, it may feel unconventional, but it is consistent with the book's goal of presenting a close-range portrait. Thirdly, teaching centered on love, equality, and the path of light across its remembered scenes. They Walked with Jesus foregrounds a set of spiritual principles that Cannon presents as core to Jesus' message: love over fear, brotherhood over hierarchy, and an orientation toward light as a way of living. And the book repeatedly returns to the idea that gatherings should function as a fellowship where no one is inherently above another, reinforcing a moral vision based on shared dignity. In this sense, the spiritual takeaways are framed as practical attitudes rather than formal creeds. The emphasis on walking in love and struggling against fear aligns the book with a broader New Age spiritual vocabulary while still using Jesus as the central exemplar. Importantly, the text positions these teachings as experiential and observable in behavior compassion shown to the suffering, inclusion of those pushed to the margins, and a steady insistence that transformation is possible. Readers often respond to this focus because it offers a bridge between Christian imagery and a more universalized spirituality. The book does not primarily attempt to define salvation in doctrinal terms, but instead highlights how the message might be lived in daily choices. For many, that makes it feel less like religious instruction and more like a call to embody a mindset of kindness, courage, and spiritual clarity. Fourthly, social setting. Illness and the reality of suffering in the narratives. While the book is spiritual in intent, it repeatedly situates its stories in a world marked by hardship. The regression accounts include attention to people living with disease, social exclusion, and material insecurity, and they portray healing as both physical relief and emotional restoration. Scenes set among the sick and marginalized are used to illustrate why a healer and teacher would attract intense devotion as well as controversy. This focus also helps the book feel grounded in human stakes, fear of illness, stigma, and the vulnerability of those who had little protection. By emphasizing suffering, the narrative gives context for the urgency of compassion and the appeal of a message centered on love and dignity. The book also gestures toward the texture of public life in and around Jerusalem, presenting an environment where public gatherings and reputations carried consequences. Even when a reader approaches the material symbolically, these episodes function as ethical case studies about how communities treat outsiders and how courage can be expressed through service. The hardship is not included for sensationalism, but to highlight contrast, a gentle philosophy expressed in a tense world. That contrast becomes part of the book's emotional power and helps explain why many readers describe it as moving rather than merely curious. Lastly, political tension and the lead up to crucifixion as background pressure. Another important topic is the presence of political and social tension surrounding Jesus' public activity. The book includes references to intrigue and growing pressure that culminates in the crucifixion, but it generally treats these forces as a widening field of danger rather than as a detailed historical argument. In the regression framework, the interest lies in how ordinary participants perceived risk, loyalty, and fear as events accelerated. This creates narrative momentum because spiritual ideals are shown operating under stress of fellowship that preaches equality while navigating threats, and individuals trying to choose love in an atmosphere shaped by suspicion and power. The crucifixion context functions as a moral and emotional backdrop that intensifies the meaning of earlier teachings, especially the insistence on resisting fear. Instead of dwelling on theological interpretation of the crucifixion, the book uses the approaching crisis to highlight human responses such as devotion, grief, and the struggle to understand a larger purpose. For readers, this approach can feel distinctive because it aims to restore the sense of lived uncertainty that precedes major historical turning points. It also reinforces the book's broader positioning, not a conventional religious retelling, but an experiential account designed to make familiar events feel personal, immediate, and emotionally coherent within its spiritual worldview. In conclusion, They Walked with Jesus will most appeal to readers who are open to past life regression as a source of spiritual meaning, as well as those curious about Dolores Cannon's broader body of work and hypnosis-based narrative. It is also well-suited to people interested in a more human-scaled portrayal of Jesus, especially readers who feel alienated by doctrinal debate but still want to engage his message through lived experience and ethical emphasis. The practical benefit of the book is not a step-by-step program, but a set of repeated spiritual prompts: choose love over fear, treat others as equals, and keep attention on inner light rather than external status. Intellectually, it offers an example of how alternative spiritual literature builds persuasive power through effect, detail, and the intimacy of first-person recollection rather than through academic proof. What helps the book stand out in its category is the combination of a recognizable religious figure with a distinctly New Age methodology and tone. Compared to many books about Jesus that either defend theology or reconstruct history, this one prioritizes experiential closeness and emotional realism. Readers seeking traditional scholarship may be dissatisfied, but those seeking immersion, inspiration, and an unconventional lens on familiar sacred themes often find it memorable and deeply affecting. If you would like to support Dolores Cannon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.